This is Sydney Craighart, founder of SmartSimpleMarketing.com, and I would like to welcome you to the Smart Simple Marketing Take 10, where each week you learn from a seasoned marketing professional or other business expert simple, proven, easy to implement, and profit-focused strategies you can use to increase your business and increase your profits. Check out our latest episode. Today I have with me Tom Petty of the Search Engine Academy and a good friend of mine who is the only SEO expert that I trust. And Tom Petty has been involved with technology since 1989 after having an illustrious 21-plus year career in IT at a Fortune 100 company. His background spans computer support, network support, working with data centers, web technology, systems design and deployment, and he used all of that to develop his own company where he focuses on search engine optimization. And Tom is a master level instructor at the Search Engine Academy in the San Francisco Bay Area. He's owned his own internet consulting business since 2005, and he is one of only approximately 3,000 certified analyst in the world from Human Factors International. So Tom has a tremendous amount of experience to share with us today about how to use the internet to create a profitable business. So welcome, Tom. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Oh, thanks for having me. This is a lot of fun.
Yeah, it is. I love talking with you because you are the only person I've ever met in this internet marketing world who can explain these topics to me so simply and succinctly. So I'm always excited to have a chance to pick your brain.
Yeah. Well, that's what I always tell people. It's like, you know, search engine optimization isn't rocket science. It's just a process. And people are afraid of it or aren't sure what to do and think that there's magic. And there is no magic. It's just a process. And so we're going to talk about one of those little processes today, I think.
Yeah, we are. And I am so honored that you're here with me today because this is the inaugural Take 10 for Smart Simple Marketing. It's our first episode today. And I thank you for making the time to do this with me. And I'm so glad that you're here and doing this. And what I wanted to talk about today is the experiment that you and I did last week and how we used an online press release to drive a significant amount of traffic to my website. So it's really cool that we put this in motion and now we can share with our audiences what we actually did and what results we enjoyed. So just so we're all on the same page, can you share with us exactly what is an online press release and then explain to us why this is such a great tool to drive traffic to one's website?
Sure. Yeah. And, you know, I'll tell you the results because I haven't told you what the results of our press release was that we put out last week either. So a lot of people think that press releases are something that you get in the newspaper. And I tell people that I don't really even care if my news gets in the newspaper because you don't have any idea how many people have read the article in the newspaper, if they even read it or even saw it. And usually those newspapers within one day are going in hopefully the recycling bin or maybe in the bottom of a birdcage. So your news disappears very, very quickly. So instead what I want to do is I want to get a press release out onto the search engines and get it specifically out into Google or Yahoo or some of the other sites. And these press releases are just a fantastic way of generating top search engine results so that when people are searching for things, usually these press releases show up right up at the top of the search results very, very quickly within an hour or two. And the other thing that they do is that they generate links back to your website. So everybody's always looking for links to your website, and so this is a fantastic way of generating those links because you intentionally put links in those press releases. The third thing that they do is that they get published across thousands of websites. So you get a copy of your press release with one push of a button that gets copied out over thousands of websites, and people may see it and follow that back to your website, and it's also generating those links back to your website. So to me, online press releases are just a fantastic way of generating buzz and getting traffic to your website.
Okay, great. Thank you so much for that explanation. And it just makes a lot of sense. You know, everyone knows that the print market is is quickly declining. You know, magazine
right.
sales are down, newspapers are down,
right.
and people just don't get their information from those traditional mediums anymore as much as they used to in the past. So
right.
this is a great way to capture the attention of journalists and media outlets, et cetera, as well as just people who are searching and reading online.
Well, that point that you just made there is very important, because if anybody that's listening to this has ever tried to get a press release and get the attention of a journalist, you call them, you fax them, you email them, and it just goes into a black hole. Well, guess what? The journalists are all out there looking on the search engines for the next story, and they may find yours, and then they'll call you and say, hey, do you mind if we interview you? Yeah, I'd love to be interviewed.
mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's how you get their attention, is you put these online press releases out there.
Very well said. Thank you. So one of the questions I had, literally, when you and I were talking about this week, or last week rather, was, what do we write about? And, of course, I knew I wanted to write about this new Take 10 series because I'm so excited about it, and I think it is really newsworthy. But just on a regular basis, because obviously this is something we can continue to do. So can you give us some ideas about the content of a press release? What's newsworthy? What should we be writing about? And how do we craft that so the message is really attractive to search engine eyeballs, if you will, and to human eyeballs?
Right. Yeah, and that's a great question, because a lot of people are like, well, you know, I'm not solving world hunger here, so, you know, what I'm doing, is that newsworthy? And absolutely, you've got newsworthy things that are going on. So if you've got an event, if you've got a speaking engagement, if you're holding a class, if you're holding free webinars, if you've got new products or new services that you're announcing, you've got new versions of your products that are coming out that have new features, you know, the list can go on and on about what is a newsworthy press release. This doesn't have to be about solving world hunger. It's just, hey, we're having a class in February, and this is, you know, we're making an announcement about it, and people might be interested in hearing about that. So any of those kinds of things are fantastic fodder for a press release.
Okay, great. So takeaway, folks. Think about new services that you're offering, if you've expanded your services in some way, if you're hosting a workshop or a class, if you're offering a service to a new market, anything that is a basis for letting your audience know, hey, here's another way I can serve you or be of assistance to you, it's all newsworthy. So don't minimize what it is you're doing. Sometimes as entrepreneurs, we have a bad habit of taking for granted what we're doing and thinking it's not that big of a deal. And to those who need us, it's a really big deal. So thank you so much for those ideas, Tom.
Yeah,
so,
and just real quick, too, if you go to Google and type in 21 compelling online press release ideas, you'll find a blog post that was written late last year that has some terrific ideas about what you can write for press releases.
Okay, great. That's great. Now, you know, I am the how-to step-by-step
mm-hmm.
queen, so we won't certainly do anything different in this particular episode. And can you walk us through the steps, Tom? Like, literally, what do you do? Explain to them what we did, and maybe talk about some of the resources that we used to craft this release last week and distribute it, et cetera.
Sure. So the very first thing, of course, is to come up with what's the topic and what is it that you think that people are going to be interested in. And in your case, it was your small business marketing or business marketing ideas for people that are looking for new ideas to market their business in 2012. So you're holding a free weekly phone conference like this and writing a blog post about it. So that's the topic. So we need to write the press release around that kind of gets people interested in that. And the press release doesn't need to be long. It can be 200-400 words long. That's really not that much content. And so you write the content so that the most important information is right up at the top there about whatever you're trying to communicate to them, and then give them the details farther down in the press release. Once you've done that, then there are a lot of services that you can use to publish your press releases. There are some free ones. One of them is PRlog.org. It's 100% free. You create a free account. You copy and paste your press release in, and you hit go, and off it goes. It gives mediocre results, but you can use it to put your press release out. I prefer to use the paid services. The big one is called PRWeb.com, and they are the most expensive, but I think that they get the best results for what you put into the press release. So they charge between $80 and $360 per press release, and so that's each press release, which seems like, that's a lot of money. But if you put that in your budget and say, I'm going to put out a press release once a month, and let's do it at the $200 level, so we're just spending $200 once a month to do some online PR and online marketing, it really doesn't add up to that much money. And so, again, you create an account, you copy and paste your press release in, you basically just kind of fill in the blanks, and then you tell it, I want it published on a certain date. PR Web is going to put it in front of an editor. They're going to look at it, make sure that it meets their editorial criteria, and if it doesn't, they're going to send it back and say, hey, you need to fix a couple things before we'll publish this. Always make sure that you put a link back to your website, because you want people to follow that press release back to your website, and as it gets published across lots of other sites and syndicated, it's going to carry that link with it so that people can always follow back to your website. And that's basically it.
Yeah, it's super easy. So you come up with the idea for the topic, which will give you a link to that resource. You craft the press release. And keep in mind, folks, 200 to 400 words or so, that's really just a meaty blog post. We're not talking about, you know, an essay here. It's not a great deal of content. And I'll actually even give you a link to the press release we created so that you can see what the format looks like. You copy and paste. You pick your pricing level that you want to utilize, and then you hit distribute, and that's pretty much it, and you just sit back and watch the results. So, Tom, tell us what kind of results we got from this experiment last week.
Well, so the press release that we published, and I think it was right about a week ago that it went live, it's had so far 84,000 impressions, and an impression means that your headline has been displayed that many times. Out of that, almost 1,300 people have read your press release online. And this is why I like the online press releases, because we know exactly how many people have actually read your press release. So 1,300 people have said, hey, I'm interested in this. I'm reading the article and seeing what this is all about. You had almost 100 interactions, which means they downloaded it, they printed it, they clicked on a link, they did something to the press release. And your press release got distributed to over 5,000 different media releases or media sources. So San Francisco Chronicle, San Jose Mercury News, Boston, Chicago, all over the country, your press release got distributed to all of those locations. So with all of that, you've gotten about 40 clicks on your website so far, both from PR Web and the San Francisco Chronicle. So you are generating traffic back to your website and getting some eyeballs.
That's awesome. And I actually went in and looked at some stats as well, and I see that I've had 21 new opt-ins on my website. So 21 out of the 40, that's more than half, which is amazing.
That's fantastic.
And as well as the fact that I've had 21 views on YouTube with the video we did to accompany the
press release.
And there's been, I think, I don't remember exactly how many Twitter retweets and such, but it was being talked about on social media as well.
That's right. Yeah, you even ended up on AllTop for a little while, and AllTop.com is really hard to get your press release and your stuff out on, and you even got a click from AllTop. So that's a huge, huge win right there.
Very nice. Well, thank you so much for sharing this simple system with us. Everyone's always looking for traffic for their website. If you're using online marketing to attract new clients and to enroll those clients and increase your income, obviously the more eyeballs you get on your site, the better. And so I really appreciate you sharing this strategy with us. And as you can see, Tom is very knowledgeable about search engine optimization topics and how to help you get more traffic to your website. So if this was striking to you, I encourage you to do two things. One, reach out to him for assistance. You can find more about Tom at WSI, which is W like William, S like Sydney, I as an igloo. So WSISmartSolutions.com, and that will allow you to connect with him. And also, he is hosting a hands-on Search Engine Academy workshop at the end of February. And so I encourage you also to go to searchengineacademy.com. Check that out. You'll learn more about this particular strategy as well as other really simple, easy to implement things you can do to increase your traffic and attract new leads to your business, which leads to more clients, which leads to more profits. So thank you so much, Tom, for your presenting this with us, for being my inaugural Take 10 guest. And I look forward to hosting you again soon, and thank you so much. Have a great day.
It was my pleasure. You too.
Okay. I'm so glad you were able to join me for today's Take 10 presentation, and invite you to do so each week, where I'll interview an expert on business and marketing topics that are relevant to you and your growth and success. I have a free starter kit waiting for you at www.smartsimplemarketing.com. So stop on by there to take advantage of that, as well as the other free resources we have available on the website to help you increase your profits and increase your freedom. I'll see you there. Take care.